If heaven had a phone line, would you call me up from the other side? If heaven had a phone line, would I be the first one you would dial? It's not really a thing anymore with OnlyFans and porn at your fingertips 24/7. And that's my favourite porn as well, fingertip porn. Just the tip of the finger, that's right. Loosen it up, and then fuck me. Fuck me. You see, I'm giving you that for free. Unless you subscribe to my £5 Patreon at patreon.com/NathanCassidy, which you don't. Back in the day, you used to have to phone a number from the landline for your pornography. That's right, kids. You don't know how easy you've got it with your any time of the day or night access to P and V G. Any time. Back in my day, when I was 20 or so, you had to phone an 0800 number. And some old sort would heavy breathe down the phone to you. Hey, thanks for calling. I'm so hot today. I've been doing DIY just in my panties. I'm feeling my nipples now. In reality, they weren't feeling the nipples. They were only hot because they were doing the ironing whilst earning an extra £12 an hour listening to you masturbate as they watch Saturday night telly. The lengths we had to go to masturbate back in the day. To masturbate, I had to go to great lengths, enormous lengths, if you know what I mean. But I didn't, of course, you know, the thought of calling one of these 0800 chat lines was ludicrous. It was all about getting you to stay, wasn't it, on the line. Like an 80s cop show, where they were trying to trace the call. Another thing that has been sadly lost in the mist of time, when you had to trick people to stay on the line, you know. How's your day? Have you ever been tobogganing? Fuck, he hung up. Shit. We didn't get the trace. Now it's boring, isn't it? He's calling from that exact location, and we can just follow him around and pick him up anytime. Let's just wait until he stops masturbating first. Cool, yeah, we'll do. Anyway, I once lived with a guy, and we got the phone bill one month. He was renting from me for about 6 months, and it was like £250 more than a normal month. And I said to this guy, well, this must be a mistake, right? Unless it's anything to do with you. And he just looked a bit sheepish and said, don't worry, I'll pay the bill this month. And we never mentioned it again. I couldn't believe it at the time. Why would he fall for such a scam? I'm angry. I'm angry looking back at the stupidity of this guy. I'm getting hot with anger. I'm getting so hot. I'm getting so hot, I'm gonna have to take off all my clothes and just down to my panties and feel my nipples and my enormous long cock. Stay on the line. Even when the episode ends, listen to the next one. Stay on the line. Then join my patron at patreon.com/NathanCassidy for just £5 or £10 a minute. You can listen to me doing this, fudding myself, 24/7. Do it, Patreon.